Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's feeling real now. It's the biggest draft in the history of at least the Kraft organization, and now it feels real. Think how different you will feel Thursday at around 8:30 p.m.
Oh, you mean when everything that I've just resigned myself to because we're on the roller coaster ride down there of it'll just be a quarterback and number three, and we'll have our interview with him and play it on Friday.
We're gonna have to we'll have to figure out what the situation is and how we can actually, because as soon as they leave the stage, hey, okay, the Patriots have taken so-and-so, he comes, he hugs, and then where do they go?
Yeah,
then they usher, and then there's another interview, and then what? Do they tractor beam them straight to the Patriots? Or they're,
you don't think aircraft will be ready to go? All you have to do is go to Windsor. It's at the casino. We're ready to go.
No, they're going to say, Stacey James will probably be there. It's a dope, because isn't there gonna be a team representative?
Oh God, yeah.
Either Aaron or Stacey or one of those guys.
Yeah, we're gonna hopefully have to connect with them at some point here soon. This is wild about the draft, because it feels like it's like, okay, we got the general idea of what we're doing, put it together and all that stuff. Maybe there's Radio Row. Yeah, maybe there'll be somewhere for y'all to work later, in the evening or something. Like, we're literally folks going to Detroit. And this is kind of a sight unseen thing. I've never been to that city at all. I'm sure you had, but it was passing through, playing a game or something,
right? Playing a game and just passing through. I've never explored. I don't think I'm going to be doing much exploring anyway.
No, Billy Wiggy was trying to give us all kinds of tips on where we could go, where we should go.
Eminem has a restaurant called Mom's Spaghetti.
Yeah, yeah.
Get it? Mom's Spaghetti.
Sure.
Sweater already.
Sure, sure.
Okay, you don't know that song.
No, I do.
Do you?
Yeah, it's just, okay, whatever. It's spaghetti.
It's probably nasty.
Every nana on the planet makes that. I can make that. I'd like to go somewhere to where maybe
I got his reservations on Wednesday
or something.
We got a nice little dinner set up Wednesday night.
I have a funny feeling that's getting punted.
Why would it get, only if you punt it?
No, because the more and more people that I talk to, the more than everybody's staying home.
So what? I heard it's the place to be.
It's the place to be.
My wife was asking me about the difference between the Super Bowl and the draft. Because when the Super Bowl is a big corporate event, there's lots of stars, there's lots of current players, former players. I mean, there's lots of parties, there's lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff to do. And it's like, 4 or 5 days worth of it. The draft, their prospects, there's no current players going to be there. Why would they go to the draft? They're not. So it's going to be agents, family members.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so it's not we'll
bump into Mr. May, I'm sure.
Yeah, at some point in time, we'll find the May family, the May clan.
I think they'll be identifiable.
I think, because they all look the same. They're all around. They're all blonde, blue-haired, 6'4"-ish. Good-looking family.
Yeah, when Caleb,
good-looking family.
When Caleb tears it up this year, you're going to be that guy next year at the draft. Yeah. They'll be like, oh, you can find where Foye is because kid's in the top 40.
I'll be easy. But no, that's so it's not even close to being.
Joseph Fourier, whose dad, Christian, was a tight end with the Patriots.
Oh, now that's out of way to go, Buck.
Yeah.
His old man would have said that. No, but
so it's different. It's not, and it's even different. Like, what do you see it differently? Because it's more fan interaction than it is. Player limelight, glitz and stuff like that.
When you led us to the different, things are going to be different. Oh, you bet they are, and we're finding out that for some of us, according to the reports from Diana Russini, you might be going, could be some trouble down there at Foxborough, because Diana Russini had in a tweet yesterday, and I want to phrase this properly as she wrote it. The New England Patriots are listening and taking calls from teams looking to move into number three while Elliot Wolf is running point. I'm told Patriots president Jonathan Kraft is heavily involved in the decision making.
The New England Patriots love Jarrett Stidham.
There is that as well.
This is this woman, but I tell you what,
Diana Russini's got a real good hit rate.
Oh my God.
However,
she goes so over. Oh, it's heavily. It's almost like she needs to add more weight to the story, to like make it more believable. And it's so.
But do you buy this?
Okay.
I 1,000,000% believe this. I've been joking about it. We're all on the roller coaster. Everybody get ready to go through the laser loop. Throw your hands in the air. Whee! That's what it feels like. Hate to say it, but it's the whole give me back my franchise. Remember, we kind of joked about that,
I know, but,
with the whole
okay,
Gerard
but,
Mayo
but
thing.
Define heavily.
Give me back my franchise.
I'm not going to tell you what to do. Guy who hasn't been named general manager yet. But here's what I think. Winky, winky. Am I wrong? Because what is, seriously now, what the hell is Gerard Mayo going to do at the draft? Do we really think he's going to look at Jonathan and say, no, boss, I don't want to do that. It'll be... okay, we'll make sure you're happy. That's and to see of all the media people, Mike Silver, quick story. I'm on the Patriots Radio Network. There was someone within the organization who said, hey, this guy Mike Silver's pretty good. Why don't you guys throw him on and see what it's like, da-da-da. It does not surprise me in the least bit that Mike Silver yesterday tweets out, good, take back your franchise. That's the mindset. That is the mindset. We've taken it back. And now, instead of that mean, nasty, snarling troglodyte on the sidelines, now I can get my just due for making decisions around here. God dang it! When's the draft? I'm ready to go. I'm just saying, if I lie, tell me now.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.